Prologue. Auden, June 1993. I barely recognized the gym. The warm June sun streamed through the tall windows, casting shadows over the polished wooden floor. American flags had replaced the Go Foxes banners of the Forestville Foxes, our high school football team, which was quite successful despite our school being so small. The entire gym was now a sea of red, white, and blue. A large stage had been set up at one end, and they had arranged two rows of foldable chairs in the front for our graduating class, 29 kids in total. I nervously adjusted my graduation cap and glanced around at my friends. Marnin, my best friend, was on my left. We'd always been there for each other through thick and thin. On my other side was Trisha, my girlfriend. We'd been dating for 2 years, and she was still as pretty as ever. Her golden hair shimmered beneath her cap, and her blue eyes sparkled with excitement. Farther down the row sat the Banner twins, Tomas and Tiago, their matching grins, both mischievous and endearing. And finally, Essex, the last member of our friend group.
"Can you believe it, Auden?"
Marnin said, breaking into my thoughts.
"We're about to graduate.
Time flies. I'm really grateful for all the amazing times we've had."
"Me too. But soon, we'll all be going our separate ways."
Marnin's voice grew quieter, more contemplative. I nodded, trying to swallow the lump forming in my throat. By the end of summer, I'd be reporting to Fort Irwin for basic training. Trisha was bound for nursing school, while Essex was joining the Marines. Marnin would be off to Stanford to study engineering, and Tomas and Tiago would pursue their budding modeling careers full-time. Funny, but I hadn't expected to be this emotional. But now that the moment was here, all I could think of was that our paths would forever diverge.
"No matter where life takes us, you'll always be my best friend," I said to Marnin.
He looked at me funny for a moment. Marnin didn't do sappy and wouldn't know how to be, even if he tried. Then slapped my shoulder.
"Same here, man."
That was Marnin's peak level of emotion. Principal Hodgkins stepped up to the podium, and the gym fell silent. "Welcome, everyone, to the Forestville High School Class of 1993 graduation ceremony," he announced. "We are so proud of our 29 graduating students. You have each worked hard and grown tremendously during your time here. As you leave these halls and venture into the world, remember to leave your mark and make Forestville proud." I nodded along with his words, feeling the weight of that responsibility settle on my shoulders. My future was planned out. 8 years in the Army with the military police, then back to college for my bachelor's degree before becoming a deputy sheriff alongside my father, and when he retired, I hoped to take over as sheriff. On top of that, I wanted to marry Trisha and start a family. A big one, if we were lucky. Ambitious plans. But I was excited about the future.
"Next, please welcome our valedictorian, Fur Everett."
Principal Hodgkins gestured Fur onto the stage. The principal had resisted calling Fur by anything other than his legal name, Douglas or Doug, for years. But now, even he had capitulated to the nickname that had proven more stubborn and sticky than anyone had expected. Fur walked hesitantly to the microphone, his eyes darting over the crowd. He was smart as a whip, but not socially confident, and I was rooting for him to do well. He cleared his throat and began his speech.
"Good evening, fellow graduates, teachers, families, and friends. As we stand here today, on the precipice of a new chapter in our lives, I want to remind you of something Gandhi once said. The best way to find yourself is to lose yourself in the service of others. This concept of serving others, dedicating our lives to making the world a better place, is what I believe we should strive for."
His words resonated within me, echoing my aspirations of serving in the Army and eventually as sheriff. I wanted to make a meaningful impact on the world, and I loved that Fur shared that desire.
"Whether we become doctors like I plan to, or engineers, nurses, soldiers, or artists,